Simon, I need Uprise or I can't function.
Ooh.
Noah Simon. Noah Simon. You know what, Simon?
What are your thoughts on this?
He took it to the motherland. This is the Nigerian uprise right here. That's what this one is.
Yeah.
This isn't the Brazilian uprise. This is the Nigerian uprise.
Woo. Let me tell you something. When you coming back from the weekend of games and you balling.
Hold on. Let it go. Oh my God, that's that hunger, bro. You hear that hunger?
I hear that hunger.
You hear that hunger in his voice?
I hear that man wants to eat. And if you want to eat, you hunt.
You gotta hunt. What's the deal?
I needed the uprise because that's what we, that's our fuel. Don't ever forget it.
Can't forget it.
You developed, created, and the uprise is your child.
Yeah.
But I claim it.
You do claim it.
Yeah.
It's you.
I claim it
you're
as
part
my
of
own.
The uprise.
Yes. Hey. 100%.
I'm happy.
Yeah. So
you were there. We were walking to the gym.
We were walking to the gym.
That 30-minute gym.
Walk.
4 years ago,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, Jason? I think we should. What do you think about this? You're like, that actually makes sense.
It made a lot of sense to me because of certain reasons, and it's all panning out.
Crazy. Crazy. What's the deal, man?
You know, this is an interesting week.
Yep.
An interesting week in the NFL and an interesting week in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm top line topic kind of way to sum it up is you can never be too careful.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay ready, you don't got to get ready.
Mm.
Before the season, everyone was talking about the NFL.
First of all,
yeah.
What makes you think you're so cool, man?
Look
how you're dressed. You got the collar popped.
Uh-huh.
You got the nice little shirt and it's open.
Yeah.
You got the glasses on matching the black thing underneath.
Yes.
You really are a fashionista.
Let me explain something.
You're a fashionista.
Let me explain something to you.
You're a fashionista.
Okay, I'll take that.
Can you say I'm a fashionista, please?
I am a fashionista.
Man, you're looking good, Jay.
Let me tell you what this is.
Okay.
This is the...
I didn't mean to cut you off, by the way.
No, this is the... You come in, your T-shirt game is, once again, strong.
Yeah.
You coming in on point.
Yep.
You got the bomber on.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. Everything popping.
Bam.
They
didn't pay us.
No. This is the budget style look.
B.O.B.
Right.
Balling on a budget.
Balling on a budget.
I got you, J-Bell.
So, and you layer.
Yeah.
Right? Because...
Yeah.
My gauge is off. What's the weather today?
Yeah.
So I hit him with the
boom,
the thin jacket.
Boom, boom,
boom. With the I can flex.
Boom, boom.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the layer look.
I got you.
And it is just trying to do what I can to be stylish.
Good. It looks good.
To
J-Bell.
Keep up with the T-shirt game.
It looks good.
Layer.
Jason, we made it.
Oh man.
Where were we, man? I'm sorry.
Man, nah. I completely forgot, to be honest. But So we knew at the beginning of the year this was gonna be tough, right?
Yep.
But the NFL has handled it really well. They handled it really well. Amazing, right?
Mm.
Coming out of camp, the testing procedures and measures and all that. And then we had our first hiccup.
A little outbreak.
That being said, you know, we talked about it before about the NFL understanding how they were going to adjust and the flexibility and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, some of the people in that office earned their money.
Yep.
Because they moved kind of flawlessly to get this thing going.
Very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know anything before now, mm-hmm. understand this. Money talks, bro.
Man.
Ooh, they were like, we're not going to miss out on that check at all.
Boom. Adjust here, contingency plan. We're going to move this. This is how we're going to go. Two different planes.
Boom.
The whole nine.
And you're going to play the game.
That being said,
mm.
is the NFL shedding a light on how organizations, governments,
mm-hmm.
how things should be ran? Mm. And is it because it's a business?
Yep.
It's a product.
So are countries. But go ahead.
Yep. Okay. Yep. It's a business. Mm-hmm. It's a product. Mm-hmm. And the one thing the NFL is going to do, what is best for the game.
Yep.
Right?
For his business.
For his business, the game.
Yep.
And though there might be arguments, disagreements, mm-hmm. players, well, management and labor finds a common ground and they go about their business.
Yes.
So we understand there's been a lot of money thrown at all these health measures, right? Yep. But it was there. It's mm-hmm. available. Mm-hmm. Wow. If certain governments would do that,
yep.
and leadership would have that kind of understanding,
yeah.
knowledge,
yeah.
just throwing it out there to you. I'm just thinking
you're,
on the fly.
You're throwing it out there to a certified assassin.
I'm just saying, like, a there's going to be hiccups in the road.
Blooded assassin. Yeah. I find it unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I find it unfortunate. And unfortunate in the sense that you see what's going on with these athletes in all these leagues, right? Mm-hmm. Testing, the treatment, the
tracing,
the everything that's done, college. And the reason why this is happening is because these people bring in an extraordinary amount of money. And so they are protecting the money. Mm. You wish that people, governments who have the money would value
people's
lives
yeah.
like that. You wish they would do that, but they don't.
And
people are dying, Jason.
I know. Getting sick, dying.
People are dying. And then these politicians come out and look you in your face and be like, vote. Vote for us. Keep us in power. But they are showing you by their behavior
what they care about.
What they care about.
Yeah.
It's right here in your face.
Yeah. It
right
is.
Right here for everybody to see.
Not
they
hiding.
Don't want to look.
Not hiding at all. Not hiding at all.
It's so sad.
Yeah. You've been approached with a lot of business deals, right?
Yep.
People have said, OC, give me your money. I want to do
yep.
this, right? And then what do your people do and everything? They dig in,
yeah.
right? Now, the facts are there. It's about how much work you're willing to look into it, right?
Yep.
To figure out, oh, you know, on page 36 in paragraph this, it mm-hmm. says that, and what is that? Not a good answer. I'm not doing your deal.
Yep.
You know, people in power understand the lack of patience we have,
mm-hmm.
the lack of time we put into actually understanding things,
mm-hmm.
right? We just tell us, make it easy for us, whatever. So they hide things on page dot, dot, dot,
mm-hmm.
in paragraph dot, dot, dot. But it's there.
Yep.
It's there. How they feel, what they think, it's there. And, you know, it's up to us as human beings of different parts of the world to expose it,
maybe,
have those conversations.
Maybe we're getting what we deserve, Jason. Maybe
you have
maybe
to, you,
we're
you,
getting what we deserve.
You have to take some accountability. As we all do.
Yeah.
We all have to take some accountability.
Yeah. Maybe we're getting what we deserve. It seems like you have a percentage of people in this world who are just getting exponentially smarter, right? Smart, just learning. And it seems like there's so many of us who are just getting more and more stupid.
Is it access to information Because I'm with you.
But it's there.
You know one thing? I agree with you. But there's,
I don't understand.
There's one thing I'm and I've.
How can you see what? How can you not see what's going on? How do you not see this? How do you not see it?
I think you do, and I think sometimes when people see it, it's just they feel a lack of control that they can do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree with
you
that.
Know, and that's what the people prey upon anywhere. Yeah. But you know, I mean, you know, there's this always this attack on the media, Jason. Not attack, but you know, we were at an award show. I think you had won one of your amazing awards you've won, and I feel like we win every time you win. So because I actually drink more and have more fun.
Mm.
So, anyways, on another thing. You know, local media, local papers, all that stuff, right? Because of, you know, advertising, and you can blame it on all kind of stuff. But these are the people that would investigate power.
Yeah.
And deliver it to their constituents in that area, yeah. Right? I am the, you know, the Long Beach Telegram, mm-hmm. You know, Long Beach Press Telegram. These are things happening in Long Beach. Around the world, well, you know, here in the UK and the US, they've been stripped.
Mm.
There's not a lot of investigative reporting that's doing it on the local level.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's expensive.
Yeah.
So I think that hinders people's ability to truly understand what's going on. It's frustrating. But it's you know, back to when I think about what the NFL is doing, to your point, they're doing all the right things that they can because it's their business.
Yep.
And their business is important. The people in their business are important.
Yep.
And you look at that and you be like, man, I wish we were all that important to our countries. You know, it's just, it's, you just look at it, you know, even when you have a hiccup, you just look at the response.
Quick.
The transparency.
Alacrity.
Right. Yeah.
Alacrity.
I mean, look, man, the NFL is putting out tweets and Instagram posts like, boom, update. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't believe the hype. Don't guess anything else. This is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to guess.
Yep.
You understand.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that not the way some political powers work?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I saw this lady, and by the way, I have a huge crush on her.
Oh, geez.
I do.
Are you going to expose who she is?
Oh, of course.
Where did you see her?
On television.
Where?
Huge crush on this lady.
Okay. What show? What does she
do? She's not on her show.
What does she do?
She is a politician.
Okay, you have a crush on a politician in what country?
Germany.
In Germany.
Angela is her name. Angela Merkel.
You have a crush on Angela Merkel.
I can listen to her talk until for the rest of the day.
She is she's a scientist, correct?
Oh,
is she
God.
A scientist?
Bro, I'm listening to her talk and explain what's going on in her country. And I'm like, and you wonder why Germany is where it is right now. You wonder why that country is where it is as a country right now. She scientifically explained and broke down what's happening, what they need to do, how they're going to address this situation, and they are thriving in everywhere. Popularity out of this world.
So she studied physics. Early career in physical chemistry. I just got that from our wonderful producer, who knows nothing about physics and chemistry.
These are who our leaders are supposed to be.
Are you saying she's qualified?
Oh, my God.
Well,
this is who our leaders are supposed to be.
She listened to the science and she said, hey, you know, okay.
We got...
Interesting.
We got generals and dictators. That's our leaders.
Oh man, we got
what?
It's you know, you when you just look at things and you think it's why we love sports. You can look at the league and you can say, hey, all teams aren't alike. All players aren't alike. All situations, and even if you're dealing with the same situations and circumstances, the reaction by the elite organizations, coaches, players, it's just different, OC.
Crazy.
It's just different. But we have this, because we have this game and we have all these similarities that are happening in the same year, never in my time on this planet have we had something where the whole world had to react and we could judge their response.
Yep.
I want to say World War II maybe is the last time. And you start to look at people, governments, citizens. And you
hold them accountable too, Jason.
And you can
hold
now
them accountable.
Now what will be written based upon the reactions and non-reaction by everyone in this. You know, like, we're not placing blame. We're just saying. We're talking about it. I can't wait to be – I don't want to say I can't wait. I don't want to turn old tomorrow. But hopefully when I'm a very old man and I'm reading books written and I'm going, yeah, that happened, and wow, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating, man. Like, history every day is being written. And just like in our sport that we love and in sports in general, just because you're there doesn't mean you're qualified. Sometimes. You know, it just, some people get there and you're like, I mean, they don't last long.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. You know, I'm looking at teams now and I'm looking at coaching changes. You're looking. Just Dallas.
Yes.
You know, you're looking at offense scoring a ton of points. Dak Prescott was my MVP. If he was winning, we'd be saying he's 100% in that race.
Putting up big numbers.
Right?
Big numbers.
I mean, he could be have the – he could – if he's on the pace to have the most yards ever in a year. But the defense, it's playing bad.
Yes.
And it's playing bad because it's got a new coordinator, Mike Nolan. Who really runs a different type of defense than those guys were suited for, you know. And they're not comfortable. They're not playing fast. They're not this. They're not that. It's confusion. But that doesn't always happen when a new coordinator comes in. That's just not the way things are.
Jason, I'm going to tell you something about Mike Nolan.
Tell me. I have a buddy who played for him, too. Talk to me.
We had a conversation yesterday, right? We were on a call, we were talking about, you know, coaching and the lack of.
Yes.
Mike Nolan was my defensive coordinator in Atlanta my last two seasons.
That's right.
And we finished 28th.
In defense?
In defense.
You've never been that low.
And the last year, I think we might have finished last.
Okay.
In defense.
Ooh, talk to me.
Right?
Give me some info. I didn't know. We don't even have this written down.
Facts. Mike Nolan is a very good man, good person. His days of being a good defensive coordinator are long gone.
How is he? How did he get the
good? Good.
Yeah.
Mike Nolan gave the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys his job as offensive coordinator.
In San Fran?
San Francisco.
That was his hire. Oh, now you're talking. You see, this is what we talk about in coaching. It's the buddy system.
So now, Mike McCarthy remembers what Mike Nolan did for him, and he's like, I'm going to give you a chance.
How many years was Mike Nolan out of football? Two? I think he's out 2 years.
He was out, but then he was – no, he was like a position coach.
I think he was – okay, but he wasn't a coordinator for
– he wasn't a coordinator, no. He was a position coach.
He was out of football last year.
He was a position coach.
Okay.
McCarthy says, you're my friend, you're my buddy, come on over here, and you can be my defensive coordinator.
We can work together. which is important.
And now, the Dallas Cowboys suck defensively.
Man, they look bad.
They sabotaged what Dak Prescott is doing.
Yeah.
Sabotaged what that offense is doing.
Yes.
And nobody's talking about Dak Prescott. Why?
They got to pay him.
Not only that. Why? Because Mike McCarthy decides he's going to hire Mike Nolan.
Yeah,
because
he has not called him out at all, even a little bit, nothing.
Do you see how crazy this world is, Jason?
Yeah.
Do you see how fickle things are in this world?
Yeah.
This guy decides to make one decision. I'm going to hire a guy who gave me a job.
Right.
He brings him in, right? The defense sucks. Dak Prescott is putting up MVP numbers. He can't be MVP. Can't,
no,
because
no,
they're losing.
You can't be MVP if you're losing games.
Because they're losing games.
Right.
What if they brought in a competent, or let me not say competent, let's just say they brought in a really good defensive coordinator.
Right.
And Dak Prescott is putting up numbers like this, and they're playing good defense. Dallas is winning games. This guy's an MVP candidate.
Yes.
Now he's no longer MVP candidate simply because of one hire. See how interconnected we all are, Jason? Do you see how crazy that is? Do you understand
how much we need each other?
How much we need each other.
Everywhere in life.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
We can't do this by ourselves.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Dak doesn't know this. He has no clue. People don't understand this. This guy, Mike Nolan, right? As unfortunate as this, I could cost Dak Prescott $50 to $100 million.
Cost him a lot of money.
Just like that.
Yep. Because a quarterback is always attached to wins.
Just like that, Jason.
You get more credit for them when you do, and you get all of the heat when you lose. It's the position.
Just like that.
So it's, yeah, you threw out all these yards and you did all this stuff, but you can't win games.
You didn't win.
You didn't win.
Is that his fault? No.
No.
Nobody cares.
They don't.
Nobody gives a damn. You better put those dubs up. You put those up. We don't care. Jason, you didn't get no interceptions? We're not paying you.
Yeah.
Oh, I locked down this receiver. Yeah. I did it. You didn't?
Yeah.
When it comes to cutting a check. Guess what, Jason? Guess what? If I would have done my job and put a little bit more pressure on that quarterback, just a little bit more, he's throwing those interceptions, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If Jason would have just needed a split second, Jason, of coverage. Mm-hmm. Just a split second. That's all I needed.
You'd have got that sack.
I'm on 15, 20 sacks. Nobody gives a damn. Mm. You didn't get that sack. This is how we are.
So, this is interesting. This is why I love sports, and I love our sport.
Mm.
Because you get to evaluate how much you need each other daily.
Daily.
Every day you're reminded. And now with this battle off the field, you're also reminded by the scare that happened with Tennessee.
Mm.
Fellas, we can't let our foot off of the gas at all.
Yep.
This whole thing shuts down. Every decision we make, we're all interconnected.
Yep.
You don't see that on the streets.
Nope. Nope. Every man for himself.
Every man, woman, child for themselves. And we wonder why we have the results we do in society.
Yep.
Because we don't see the repercussions of not playing together.
That was an interesting conversation.
I don't know how we got there.
It was funny. It was dope, though.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I like that type of stuff, man. I like coming in here with just a blank slate.
Yeah.
I love it. I feel challenged by it because I know the way my mind works.
Yes.
And I know the way your mind works.
Yes.
And I know something is just going to come up.
Yes. This podcast has really sharpened my ability to react, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
I like to prepare.
Yeah.
I like to prepare. I like to be prepared. And you've taught me over the years that we're all prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're very prepared.
You're prepared by your experiences, man.
Yeah, and we spend a lot of time researching things, mm-hmm, and reading. We're avid. We like information.
Mm-hmm.
But when the game starts,
yeah,
you just got to play.
Yeah.
You can't overthink. And that's what we do on this. Mm-hmm. We it's a safe space, and we do it, and we go. Shout out to my man. I'm not going to say his name. His son goes to my daughter's school, talking this morning. And then I get a message from him.
Okay.
He says, Vegas pool parties, man.
Yeah.
Vegas pool parties. He felt the pain.
I know.
I love, you know what? Is it being a parent's cool?
It's life changing. It's life changing.
It is. It is. But it's like, you know, you get, we're all like responsible and stuff. But then, you know, you start talking to, you know, another person from the school that you cool with or whatever, and you just like, man, you feel like you back in school, like, you know, huddled over in the corner talking crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know.
The responsibility of being a parent, right? It's the responsibility. I remember, you know, we had a kid earlier, my older son, TJ. Mm-hmm. And so I remember a couple of years ago, my wife started telling me she wanted to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are you sure?
we just now having fun. We floating around doing what we want.
Like, are you sure about this? Uh-huh. She was like, yes, of course, because women get that, you know, urge at certain ages. Yep. They want to have children.
Yep.
And I told her, I was like, listen, I feel you. I completely do. But you need to understand something. And you need to be prepared. Your life, as you know it, is over. It doesn't belong to you anymore.
It is no longer your life. That little person owns you. It
doesn't belong to you anymore.
They own you.
You need to fully understand that.
You are not the boss.
You can't just get up and...
No.
You can't just get up and do what you... No. It's over.
Sorry.
Do you understand that? Yes, OC, I understand that.
Okay. Okay.
And the type of parent that I am, right? I am like super responsible.
Yeah.
So the things she wants to do, I'm like, oh, we can't do that. She's like, why? Like, because we have a baby now.
Just in case you forgot what we the cop.
But no. I told you. I told you. And now we gotta deal with this for the next 18 years.
Mama, let's go.
Oh, my God. Oh, you remember? He was like, how old was he? He wasn't even one.
Oh, he wasn't even one.
Like, it's time to go.
Mama pointing to the, we got to go. I said, oh, my gosh, OC.
Incredible.
Oh, man.
Incredible.
I tell you, man, it is, it teaches you a lot about life and about responsibility. All these experiences, we tie into how we look at our sport.
Yeah.
You know, how we talk about it. You know, it's just that responsibility. By the way, did you see that thing from Pure Gym?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Anybody who did not see it.
Let them know.
Take a look. Yeah. Just take a look. I think it was a Facebook group of a local Pure Gym.
Yeah.
Now, we could discuss all that and whatever, but you know, it's kind of the one thing that if you are a brand,
yeah,
you should probably be aware. You know, it the lack of, I don't even know what to say.
Some of these things,
where are the checks and balances?
It's like they decided, right? This Black Lives Matter thing, they were going to take it all the way to the extreme.
They were like, you know what?
All the way.
We got something for you. We got
Black Lives Matter. Huh?
Yeah, oh, they matter? Here you go.
They were writing this stuff down. They're like, oh, we're going to kill them with this one. We're going to kill them with this one. We're going to show them how much we really care. Man. What?
I mean,
What? What are you?
If you don't know, we're not even going to spoil it for you. Just go look it up and then have a conversation with yourself. What just are you? Just talk yourself through it.
Who are you thinking?
Just not thinking?
They had to have been thinking. They had to have literally been thinking, Jason, and thought that.
Yeah.
Black lives really matter.
The sinister.
Were they being sarcastic? You think it was sarcasm?
I don't think. I think you and I think sometimes people are that smart.
Yeah.
But they can't. I think sometimes we like, ooh, that was
genius.
Whoa. And I just think they fall into it.
Yeah.
The same thing they think about a president from a country that I happen to have a residence in.
Yeah.
And some of his decisions, people think he's on another level of thinking. And I'm just like.
He's not that smart.
No.
No.
Just not playing by the rules. Yeah. Question.
Yep.
Before we get into questions. We're about at the time of the season where it's shaking out. It's shaking out to an extent. We kind of know who's who.
Yep.
Four teams are undefeated, OC.
Yep.
Okay. Chiefs.
Okay.
Bills.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to choose an offense and a defense.
An offense and a defense or just a team?
I don't want to do a team. It's too okay. – Just choose your offense and then choose your defense.
Okay.
And then your team.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it fun.
Offense and defense out of those four teams,
mm-hmm.
same team, Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow. Wow. I didn't think that. I did not think that. Why do you say that?
Offensively, who would you say is better than them offensively?
That's hard to argue with.
And that's then defensively, hard. Who would you say is better than them defensively?
Think
about how they play these first 4 weeks now. Think about how they play these first 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You can't say anybody's better than them defensively. Out of those four teams. Not Green Bay, not Seattle, not Tennessee, not Buffalo. So if we're going offense and defense, it's the same team.
Okay.
Kansas City Chiefs. What you got for me?
All right, cool. I'm going to make it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it interesting. Yeah. So you're all three Chiefs. Your team, your offense, defense, and team. You got to be the Chiefs.
Offense, defense, and team.
Ooh. All right, offense is the Chiefs. And even though this last game they were slowed by – New England,
who slows pretty much everybody.
Yeah, it was just – it's that thing to where, you know, they're going to get a play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what scares you, right?
Yep.
That's what scares you. Defense is tricky. I like the way the Chiefs are playing. I like the way they would – I like the way they're doing things because I like Spags. I like the coordinator.
Yes. You can't tell me a defense right now out of those teams that's playing better than the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm not going to say that, but I've always liked the Bills' defense better.
Sure.
Now, hear me out.
Sure.
I think defense has been slow at the start of the year this year. I mean, they have all kind of been kind of finding their way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bills are going to really turn the corner in the next three quarters of this football season and really become dominant. I think.
I hear you.
I think.
But my problem with them –
mm-hmm.
is when I look at the Kansas City, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can look at Chris Jones, Frank Clark.
Yes.
Outstanding football players on the front.
Yes.
Back end, we have the Honey Badger.
Yeah, they're decent corner. In the second. They're just weak at the linebackers, I think.
Okay, good.
But you're right. Frank. If Chris Jones and Frank Clark are healthy.
Yes.
And they're dominant.
I can – for Buffalo, I can give you Tre'Davious White, you know, their corner.
Mm-hmm.
They got a pretty good pass rusher, Mario Addison.
Yeah.
But player for player,
right.
I'm going Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
And so in the long run,
mm-hmm.
those players are going to make plays for you, bro.
Yes.
They always will.
Yes.
Never fails.
Yes.
And if I need a play to be made, I think Kansas City have more playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
On the defensive side of the ball. I'm going, okay.
I like that. I'm going with the Bills. I like what you're saying with the Chiefs. I don't know what team, man. I don't know what team. For fun? For fun.
Yep.
Green Bay.
Green Bay's playing well.
I know. Well. And we talked about this earlier because I asked you something. They are built, if they can get any kind of lead, they can go after that passer.
Yeah.
I'm not talking enough about them, so I'm going to do it now. So I've covered myself.
You've covered yourself.
I've covered myself for later on when I say I told you the Packers, right?
Yeah.
I covered.
So I was going to yesterday I was literally about to tweet that I'm picking the Atlanta Falcons to beat the Green Bay Packers. I felt it. Oh, but then right before I did, you know, I have that little angel on my shoulder.
Oh, yeah. He's like, back?
He was like, oh, see, don't say that. Don't do that. Just wait. And I didn't. They got punched in the mouth,
they
man.
They did.
Atlanta, man. Sheesh.
It's tough. Oh, my gosh. OC.
Yep.
Breaking news. We are in the top 100 podcast for the first time ever in Nigeria.
No! You're kidding me.
How do you feel about this? Top 100.
I didn't even know they were listening to the podcast there.
What's the population in Nigeria?
200 million strong.
200 million strong, top 100.
That is incredible. I'm so proud. I have goosebumps right now.
That's big.
We really made it.
That's big.
Now we've made it, Jason.
That's big.
We've officially made it now.
That is big.
Officially, 200 million people in Nigeria.
I'm very happy about that.
That's dope.
OC. Eddie Gill.
Okay.
Eddie Gill sounds like a lead singer in a group. Like Eddie Gill and the...
Eddie Gill and the Pips.
Okay. Okay. So I set myself up. Eddie Gill posted a 5-star review.
All right.
And it probably was from the 5 Pips.
Okay.
Ooh, just a couple of G's sitting back and leaving it all on the table. Mm. Is that G's?
G's, man.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
I didn't know about your handwriting, Simon, but that you know what the G's for? Gangsters.
With an A, though. Not with an A.
Gangsters.
Not an E-R.
Yeah, you're not doing criminal activity. You're just cool with the guys doing the activity.
Yeah. It's got to be the A.
Yeah, it's the A. It's 100% the A.
Never the
Gangsters.
ER. Yeah.
Never the ER.
Never the ER.
ER will get you in a lot of trouble.
Got to stay away
from
the ER.
In a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Just a couple of G's sitting back and leaving it all on the table.
Mm.
From the NFL to politics
to
social injustice to Uber drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Handled in a truly honest way like no one else.
Wow.
You will be in stitches 1 minute, then change your outlook the next.
Wow.
Keep it up, lads. And drum roll, enjoy your life. Man, I tell you what, Eddie, that was solid, man.
That was solid.
And
that's what we aim to do.
And Eddie, I'll tell you this right now. This is the brainchild of a one OC, Umenyora.
Mm.
And he had the vision, and I just had to get lost in it, and I'm loving every second.
Absolutely, man. Eddie, that's incredible.
That was
big. Really appreciate that. And now I get to ask some questions.
Ooh.
Ask OC, ask Jay Bell. Ollie Dyer.
I like these names.
Yeah. Ollie Dyer. Shout out to Danny Dyer. I don't know if you know Danny Dyer, but I climbed, we climbed Mount Kilimanjaro together.
Really nice
girl. Good luck on Strictly Come Dancing, J Bell. Love the podcast. I want to know the best and worst birthday present you ever received.
Whoa. The best and the worst.
Yeah.
Wow. My 40th was good.
Okay.
Went to a resort in Ireland, but it had... This you would have loved it too.
Yep.
It had like this whole special like steam room sauna thing, all outdoors.
Outdoors.
It was all outdoors. So it's like it's like a garden full of that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like a wellness center thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing.
That's incredible.
I loved every second. The worst birthday present? The worst.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Probably being stuck with the bill on my birthday. Mm. Like going super hard.
Who would do that to you? That is horrible.
I think getting stuck, like going super. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That was the worst surprise.
Oh, man.
But it was fun.
That sucks.
So all my birthdays have been good, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every birthday should be good, right? I mean, I'm happy to be here.
Another a lot day, of people have another rotation of the earth.
Yeah, man,
the sun.
It's a blessing. That it truly is. So yeah. I can't say anything negative.
Yeah. All right. Good. One more for you from Adam Bolton. Do you think that no fans in the stadium is helping the underdog teams? Could it have an effect? And we see a surprise team in the Super Bowl.
It definitely has an effect, and I think it has an effect. You would know this better than anybody, OC. I think defensive linemen at home with a loud crowd are teeing off.
Yes, they are.
It's go time for you.
Yep.
The offense, your opposing offense, can't communicate.
Yep.
You guys are rolling. We see it in the back end, and we feed off of it.
Yeah.
I think that when teams are playing bad now, OC, it's more of like a let's get on track, fellas. Coaches are yelling like you can kind of just figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that crowd just on top of you and you're not playing well, it puts you in a hole. And we're missing that.
Yeah.
Fans are important, man. They are sports.
Yep.
Fans are sports.
They are.
I know we can't do it, but they matter. They are a part of the fabric of the game.
100%. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't exist.
Nah, it does. So, and I wouldn't be able to cover anybody because you wouldn't be putting pressure on quarterbacks, and I wouldn't be sitting here. And I don't even want to get in that conversation right now. Uprise all day. We don't play. Shout out to Nigeria because we are top 100. And OC now can take me back there and probably get me on some kind of – oh, I've been knighted. I've already been knighted.
You have been knighted.
I've been knighted. So it's time to go back and claim whatever that gives me.
Yep. You can come. You can come anytime, man.
I'm coming. I was supposed to come this summer, we're going to
– next year.
When the world opens up, and I can't wait.
You're going to love it, man.
I know. It's going to be – I cannot wait, man.
Brand new experience.
It's everything I want, man. Uprise all day. Holla at y'all next week. We are out. G's, not with the ER.
You're the one I have been searching for. Now we're done. I don't see no one else but myself when I look in the mirror. This way. After everything you put